This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
China has recently invited Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran, Egypt, and several other countries to join BRICS, a growing world alliance led by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. While some are reporting that BRICS is somehow challenging the globalists, this is demonstrably false. The original concept for BRICS was proposed by the chief economist for Goldman Sachs. BRICS's new development bank is staffed by known players of the IMF and World Bank. And BRICS has repeatedly affirmed their commitment to the United Nations Agenda 2030. Aside from Brazil's President Bolsonaro, all of BRICS nation states have pushed the COVID-19 lockdowns and experimental shots. And China recently announced 5 more years of their brutal zero COVID lockdowns. BRICS is also pushing a digital currency and has launched a vaccine research and development center for member states. BRICS is clearly not anti-globalist. Even the CCP's state-run media explains how BRICS now leads the globalization mission. But they are all turning against the United States and its allies. Xi Jinping accused the U.S. of weaponizing the financial system, with their sanctions against Russia, which has caused the average person to suffer worldwide. And Vladimir Putin suggested that BRICS could provide a new world reserve currency. At the recent St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin blamed the West for disrupting the international economy and announced that NATO's unipolar world order is over. In just 3 months, Russia has managed to reverse inflation and has increased their financial surplus to more than 4 times it was last year. Russia is now thriving, and Putin announced that their international priority is to increase food deliveries to countries that need it the most. They are pouring billions into their farming communities, raised the minimum wage by 10%, and provided more money to pensioners and families with children. He also criticized the West for choosing an economic suicidal path and having suicidal intentions, which seems to be the only explanation for what the Biden administration is doing. They have deliberately cut off our fuel, which will cut off our food, and they are pushing the deadly shots for every single healthy child in America. They have opened our borders and are pushing for a world war with a thriving nuclear power, while destroying our military from within. The Biden administration's plan is clear: destroy America from within. And they have amassed an army of the miserable through mass psychosis, an army of ugly, insane, sexually obsessed deviants who want abortion on demand and acceptance for pedophiles. Psychotics who castrate their own children because it's trendy, and mindless drones who believe the human race needs to die. At what point will Americans begin to care enough to work together and do something? When the nuclear bombs start falling? America is being mass murdered by our own federal government, and the emerging new globalized economy will let it happen. Unless Americans take back control of their own government, America will soon end. That's the plan being executed right now.
Now! They think you're a goldfish! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you! I don't think you're stupid!
One man liberates a woman, all genitals are cut off!
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever! I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on.
Vengeance change is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming, and you will burn in hell. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Yes.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Liberal world order. Your power, brainwashing your children, destroying your currency, annihilating your borders, and drag queen pedophiles on. It's live. You're now living inside the New World Order. You can pretend you're part of it and be destroyed, or you can wake up and connect to God and get informed, get ready and start informing others, and win. All right. Let's hit some really big news right now, and then we're going to take calls starting at the bottom of the hour before a special guest joins us on the declaration of emergency about to be made in Texas of total invasion and collapse. This happens a lot, and I know when I say these things on air, they're just going to be taken out of context, but God works in mysterious ways, and what they make fun of me about today, people discover to be true tomorrow. And so I was up here Saturday taping parts of the Sunday and Monday show. So I wanted to give the crew some time off, but wild horses can't drag me away. And I had a big stack of news here about human-animal cloning and Congress refusing to outlaw it and news articles where MIT was saying we've created aliens. I'll show you the articles here in a moment. And I was just thinking, you know, this is all a transhumanist revolution. In the Davos Group, Bilderberg Group's own words, they said they're building a post-human world. I can play you hours of their main futurist Yuval Harari, Noah Yuval Harari, saying there'll be no humans by 2047, and Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google's future project, says the same thing. I mean, this is a cult, and Elon Musk has talked about it, and said it's a cult of the AI gods. They believe they're building a new species that is alien to anything ever seen on this earth. And alien just means not of this world. So I'm going to show you a stack of news articles and scientific reports. And I mentioned these on the Sunday show, but they took it out of context. They took a 25-second clip out of a 10-minute segment where I explained aliens don't come in flying saucers like Independence Day. The globalists believe they're about to create a new species, these mad scientists, and that we're obsolete. They're building the aliens on the space stations. I'm going to show you a NASA press release. Aliens created on space station. And they are creating a medical tyranny to take over our bodies and force us to merge with this and to create this new entity. But the majority of us will die during the testing of it. And that's what the FDA coming out 2 weeks ago and saying, we're no longer going to do studies. We're just going to inject gene therapy into you and see what happens. And we've got Bill Gates saying it's the biggest experiment ever. And they've got CERN, not just on the biological level, but on the atomic level, trying to create breakthroughs in other dimensions. And they say, yeah, it might create a black hole or a strange look, destroy the planet, but that's a price we're willing to pay. So they're creating alien dimensions, things that have never been here before, artificial black holes. I mean, they were making those in the 80s. They'll probably make a joke about that. Jones says they're making black holes. We'll just type in, Japanese scientists create black hole, 1987. So, this is what these people always do, and they know what they're doing. So I come in with a very clean 10-minute segment Sunday, and I say everything I just said. And I explain that splicing a bunch of viruses together with nanotech creates a new alien creature, and that's why COVID-19 will always reinfect. That's why you can never stop it other than fortifying your body. And that's just a stopgap. They've introduced things that will collapse not just our civilization, our economy, our borders, but our very immune systems and bodies. And so it's on MSNBC, it's on CNN, it's on ABC, it's on Newsweek, it's everywhere. Alex Jones claims aliens want to make humans into cyborg slaves of Satan. Well, we can put the image on screen from 5 years ago that really caught people's attention of Mark Zuckerberg walking into one of his events, and he's walking bipedally, but all of his minions are strapped in to the VR goggles. Those are cyborg slaves of Satan. People love that term I coined, but the point is that it's a metaphor for what's happening. And then I laid it all out. So there's an article on InfoWars.com. You can see the video with a million views, and there's a bunch of others. But Alex Jones trends on Twitter for celebrating Independence Day from cyborg slaves of Satan. Ron Flokoski, who always puts out edited clips of me, but it's okay, God turns it towards good, said, Alex Jones' July 4th message, I declare a declaration of independence against the alien force. It's attempting to exterminate the majority of us. And I go on to say it's the transhumanists, the globalists, who I believe are controlled by Satan. And force the minority to merge with AI computers and become cyborg slaves of Satan. And then it trended in the top of Twitter. So here's the clip I play, or here's the clip they take out of context, and then I'll play some of the actual segment in context, and then I'll show you a stack of headlines, NASA creates aliens, from NASA. And I'll show you articles we can read, top tech heads, billionaires saying, we believe humans are obsolete, we're creating an alien species. I'm going to show it all to you. And that's what I did Sunday. But see, you're tuned in here, so you know. Everybody else just sees this out of context. Oh, the frogs are gay. Part of an hour-long report I did with University Reports on the frogs try to have sex with their males instead of with females, and they become extinct. Those are real reports. But see, they took that out of context. But it doesn't matter. A decade later, everywhere, Alex Jones was right. It's true. What's in the water? Oh, my God, it's so serious. So here is the short clip out of context. I declare this July 4th, 2022, to be a declaration of independence against the alien force on this planet today, waging war against humans and our biology and our very future that is attempting to exterminate the majority of us and force the minority that's left to merge with AI computers and become cyborg slaves of Satan. The average person spends now 3 days out of 7 days looking at screens. And most of those messages are anti-human. Men can have babies. Two women can have a baby. All of this is to get you off balance and not standing up for what you are and who you are. And at the base of it is this transhumanist movement. So when we come back, I'm going to play a few minutes in context as I then go right into the type of alien I'm talking about and what's happening. But I'm saying I believe the Bible. I've seen it true. Predicting the mark of the beast, all this, that it is a interdimensional attack, a collaboration of collaborator humans put into power in high places by the principalities of this earth, off-world creatures marooned here, to attack humans and disease humans and annihilate humans while they use us that are actually more advanced than them, we just don't know who we are, to build the advanced technology they need to then escape. And boy, do they attack that and make fun of it because they know I'm exposing the Illuminati cult. You know what goes on at the Illuminati? You know what goes on at the top of Hollywood? You know what goes on when I'm sitting there with Bilderberg group members and I'm sitting there talking to top globalists, which I've had private meetings with a lot of them. They don't joke about this. They know it's all true. Okay, so this is real big boy stuff. Big boy pants time, okay? I've already told you about the New World Order. Everything was coming before. Now I'm going to tell you who's running it. When we come back, they don't want you to hear this. Stay with us.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
And it's Sunday, July 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I declare this July 4th, 2022, to be a declaration of independence against the alien force on this planet today, waging war against humans and our biology and our very future that is attempting to exterminate the majority of us and force the minority that's left to merge with AI computers and become cyborg slaves of Satan. Now, you've heard Elon Musk last year say, beware billionaires that worship AI gods. And he tells you the global elite believe they're going to transcend humans and are going to create alien life forms, new life forms, the merger of humans and machines here on Earth, and human-animal hybrids merging with machines. That is alien. We received a DNA gene sequence in a radio transmission from deep space, hypothetically. And with now CRISPR gene editing systems, if scientists put together that new creature and then planted the embryo inside, say, a cow's uterus to grow it, as they do humanoids now. That's already going on for decades. That would be an alien on this planet. So if it's aliens running this, I don't know. But the globalists setting this plan up are anti-human and say humans are obsolete, whether it's Harari or Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates. And they're involved in a revolution or an update where you don't just get rid of your last phone or your last computer or your last garage door opener. You get rid of humans themselves. And that's the anti-human revolution that's happening with their carbon taxes, with their global surveillance, with their, quote, great reset to build back better. There'll be no humans as we have known ourselves at the end of this revolution. And that's all been announced. And the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity. Now, the Bible tells us there's a fallen entity manipulating us here on this planet to set up a world government, make us have a digital mark of the beast to buy and sell, and that we'll have to give up our humanity in the process and give up our free will and our soul. That was said 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. And it was also stated in Ezekiel in the Old Testament and Daniel. And so you can look at it any way you want, but the global social engineers, futurists, are following Revelation to a T. Absolutely following it to a T. And so whether it's saying a man can have a baby or two women can have a baby when it's a man and a woman in a prison, or the left saying, hey, love is love, let three-year-olds date 20-year-olds, all of this is about getting you to go against your own common sense and the programming God gave you and follow destructive practices known as sin. And you think of sin as cheating on your wife or drinking too much alcohol or cheating on your taxes, but that's low-level stuff. Real sin is going against your human code that God gave you. And that's where we are. More than 20 states have passed laws to use dead bodies for fuel and dead bodies for fertilizer. All right, so I just did a few minutes on that. They took it out of context, and they're all over the news, on TV, rolling images of Independence Day with flying saucers over New York City blowing up the Big Apple. So let me show you, and anybody watching this on TV or anybody on the radio can record this. You can go look up every one of these articles, and you can see it for yourself what I was talking about. Here's one good place to start with. And this is the main religion of the globalists. It's all they talk about. You know, we can play you countless Davos Group clips. Looking forward to the end of humanity. COVID-19 shows us we're a failed species. We must merge with machines, get rid of what we were and become silicon. Wall Street Journal. NBC News. Cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world. James Lovelock says, NBC News says, soon there'll be no more humans. Humans will be obsolete in the future. You will accept it. From human to cyborg, are you willing to augment your body? Why the future doesn't need us? Wired. Scientists create aliens as a CNET, alien life form with artificial genetic code. That's what I was talking about. This is their revolution to rewrite not just humans, but the whole world. Scientists create the first life form with alien DNA. The Verge. National Geographic. Human-pig hybrid created in the lab. Scientists hope the chimera embryos represent key steps towards life-saving lab-grown organs. Oh, and decades after they had it, they told us about it, and now the FDA is set to approve human organs grown in pigs. Human-animal hybrids. Can we justify the experiment? Science focus. First monkey-human embryos reignite debate over hybrid animals. Last year, Congress wouldn't even pass a law to ban human-animal hybrids. Does Alex Jones look so silly now? They're not coming in flying saucers. They're being made in labs. NASA watch. New life forms discovered on the space station. NASA yawns in response. This article's key because it's got dozens of links in it to them announcing they created aliens with synthetic systems on the space stations in zero gravity. World's first living robots can now reproduce, scientists say. That can create a chain reaction. CNN. Robots made of cells blur the lines between creature and machine. Shadow biosphere might be hiding strange life right under our noses. Austin-based company wants you to eat cricket protein bars. KXAN. How much more protein there is in a cricket than in a cow. See, and you're like, that sounds crazy. Why would we do that? How alien is that? Everywhere saying you will eat bugs. And Europe now banning cattle farming. Scientists create new life form in lab, altering the fundamentals of DNA. One independent. Thousands of new life forms discovered that redraw the tree of life. Working with robots, driving U.S. workers into depression, substance abuse, report. The land where the internet ends, in West Virginia, where the government allows no frequency transmissions, where all the elite are secretly moving. New York Times. Gene editing experiment on human embryos went horribly wrong. Futurism.com. Web possibilities. Utah researcher uses goats to make one of the strongest known substances. Isn't even in the headline that those goats are part spider. Invisible quantum dot tattoo can be used for ID vaccinated kids. The birds and the bees. Will 5G also kill humanity? Elon Musk. Neuralink will do human brain implants. And it goes on and on and on. What they're setting up. Here's another headline. Dealing with the future being humanless. The world's first humanless work, a model for the future. On and on and on. So, when we talk about how they're building an anti-human world, they're telling you it's a post-human world. They're telling you run up the white flag and submit to it. All I'm saying is we should all have a serious debate about this and realize they're not taking us towards utopia. They are dropping us down the black hole of dystopia. We'll be right back. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium.
Premium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vasobeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as 2 inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be groomed.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Amazing. The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
No?
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can do drag.
Everyone. The children. Ooh, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right? Yes, family programming. Love it. Yes.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you, as the people out there, to find a younger club kid. Will they find one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing!
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Drag should be an all-age thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
Teach the children. Teach the children. Ooh, I'm all about education.
Everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest, scary-looking group of weirdo, pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? All right, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason I went to this news is we have some breaking news here. You know that top Biden administration official that runs the nuclear waste piles in the United States and the nuclear reactors? Top new Biden staffer defended underage gay prostitution website raided by the feds in 2015 and defended sex with children. Isn't that a big surprise? Top Biden staffer defended gay pedophilia prostitution website raided by the feds, Infowars.com. Why am I not surprised? Here's another one. A Pennsylvania drag queen who counseled children, 400-pound black man, has been arrested and charged with 25 counts of child pornography. Why am I not surprised? Then we have this video of drag queen performing with little girls horrifies viewers. This is happening at malls now, at churches, in schools, without parents being told in Denver, at libraries. A total invasion of men, many of them convicted sex offenders, dressed up in clown outfits. Here's some of the latest footage. All right, for radio listeners, it is a man with giant artificial breast, topless, with what looks like a 3-year-old girl being led around while money is stuck in the thong panties. So, again, this is going on at bars. This is going on in schools. This is going on at shopping malls. We have footage at shopping malls. And this is literal scalp taking. There's footage at a shopping mall of a child dancing on stage with one of these people. And it's like taking a scalp. It's the declaration of victory over humanity, over the children. And if they can parade around with a three-year-old girl at a sex bar with a man with giant fake breasts, with people sticking money in the G-strings, with men and women, with sickos, this is all pedophilic fetish, ruining their innocence, ruining their lives. They are simply marking their territory and declaring their victory over humanity. And are we surprised the person over all the nuclear waste in the United States is defending all of this? That is where we are in the year 2022. And can you imagine at the current trajectory, they'll be having sex with children early next year on TV. Men dressed up like clowns saying that's what a woman looks like. Because children know to run from men, but not from women. These are predators. Big Bad Wolf dresses up like a woman, like grandma. And here it all is. All right. I want to talk about the inflation, how it's affecting you and your family, where you see it going, the Great Reset. How do we expose it? How do we rally to fight against it? And if you want to call in about this, you're welcome to as well. If you want to call in about how they're creating alien life forms and then creating black holes and all these new dangerous things, I'd like to hear about that as well. There's a huge topic area. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. For, again, first-time callers, because we have such a giant audience, most folks could never get in. Please give first-time callers a chance. Plus, some free-for-all open lines later this week as well for everybody. But 877-789-2539. Separately, the sale is going right now. And if you want to keep us in the fight against the New World Order at such a critical time and get great products that enrich your life at the same time, then I'd go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let me explain something. We've almost sold out the limited supply of X2. We have the highest quality deep earth crystal ionine that does such amazing things for all your cells, your body, your energy, your mental focus, your libido, so much more. It's back in stock. It's 40% off. But we have it to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com, the July 4th special. Some stuff we're selling, like the beard and hair formula, is the multivitamin formula. It's a different name. It's super high quality. It's great for men, women, children, you name it. It's 75% off. That's below cost. Got to move it out. Double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. So please support us. I want to thank you all for your support in the past, but now we really need the funds. We are barely in the black, about to slip back in the red. I don't want to be there. Thank you for your support. I salute you and thank you. Take action now. InfoWars Store. One word. InfoWarsStore.com. Everything from Knockout to Alpha Power, Living Defense, to Whole Food Multivitamin, to Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, to Rainforest Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, all of it to 75% off. Vaso Be Complete. InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th special is very soon. Take action now. Keep the tip of the spear on.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
They've just had a press conference. We're getting the video for you in the next hour up in Highland Park, Illinois, where a psychotic shot and killed six people, injured another 60. We saw the photos and videos of him dressed like a woman. They said at the press conference he was dressed like a woman when they captured him. Starting to figure this out yet, folks? This is like Mars Attacks, where the alien comes in and is dressed like a woman when he tries to kill her by the White House. It's their camouflage, ladies and gentlemen. When I say alien, I mean alien to humanity, alien to the future, alien to everything we stand for as humans. All right, I want to go to your phone calls right now. And I got a lot of the news I haven't hit yet, but we're going to go to your phone calls. Christian and John and Paul and Greg and Leroy and so many others. Up first, ladies and gentlemen, holding the longest,
would be a caller in North Carolina, and that would be Christian. Welcome, Christian.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Man, I am in the middle of the New World Order, just like you, brother. It is crazy. We always wonder what it would be like. We're in it now.
I tell you what, I'm 34 years old, and I've got two little girls, and I never thought I'd see the world go down the drain like it has, you know, 10 years ago. And now, every day it's something else. All me and my wife do now is we go to work or we go to the store, we come home, can't even afford to go nowhere anymore. And then every bit of money we get now, we're stocking up. And it just, and then you see all the evil going on and how these parents are letting their kids get around this drag queen pedophile deal. It just, and people still just go about their day like nothing's going on.
And I want to be clear. People think of me as big and rich. I'm not. If I was, I'd be fine. If it wasn't ill-gotten. Being wealthy, if you help people's good, but we're not. People think like, oh, Alex Jones must be immune from this. We're looking at our five-year-old daughter, just turned five, at going to a Christian private school. We looked at one of the most supposed biggest, best, that used to be conservative. They now teach daddies, two mommies, drag queen pedophile time at the biggest Christian school with thousands of pupils in Austin. This stuff is everywhere. You could only homeschool. And you're absolutely right. Speaking on inflation, we can't even with supply chain breakdowns get the products we need to sell them to keep on air because we don't have sponsors overall. We have to self-fund. So I hear you, brother, and it's rough. But in a way, it's a silver lining driving people out of the system because the big corporations, all of it is so corrupt now. The movies, Hollywood, all of it's so poisonous. It's kind of a blessing to pull out of the system.
Yes, sir. And I think about my grandpa's told me stories. He grew up in the Depression, everything like that. And when he finally got to be able to do what he needed to do and have money and everything, how much he appreciated that. And the way I see things going now, that's what's going to take again. People really need a big kick in the butt.
Thank you. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I'll tell a story and then go back to calls. In East Texas, where my dad's mother and father, both families, were wealthy, successful landowners and business owners, they kept their land, but they had nothing at the end of the Depression. And they had to take care of everybody else, and by the end of the Depression, after 10 years, there wasn't a squirrel or a deer or a possum to eat. And my dad's parents ate possums, folks, and they had thousands of acres and land and businesses and everything, and they lost everything but their land at the end of that, and they helped and fed and took care of folks. It's a true story. I don't tell it to virtue signal. I'd be like 6, 7, 8 years old. They all died by the time I was 10 or 11, and Thanksgiving would come, and there'd be a line of cars at our ranch house with poor black people and poor white people bringing pies to my grandmother and grandfather because their parents had fed them and slaughtered their hogs and cattle and everything. I mean, they had nothing at the end of it. There was literally almost all the animals were dead. Just like North Korea, they say you don't see a grasshopper, you don't see a lizard, you don't see a bird because the people ate everything. And at the end of 10 years of that Great Depression, which happened in the 20s into the early 30s. Decades later, in the late 1970s, when I'm a little kid, I was like, this is ridiculous. There'd be like 15 pies. And you had to take them. My grandma would try to refuse them. There'd be 15 pies, turkeys, food everywhere. And my grandma would then go give it to poor people because there was a line, mainly black folks, but some poor white people, 50 years later bringing them food because they gave them food when they were children. Now, that's where this country's headed, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where we are right now. Whew. Blows me away. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, there'd be three cars at once in their little dirt driveway, people crying, giving them food at the door because they killed every damn animal they had. Thousands of cows, thousands of chickens. They had everything. Huge facilities. Barns all over the place, money, everything. They gave every bit of it up to feed people during that. And we don't have people like that now. And when the stuff goes down, ladies and gentlemen, you better be ready because it's going to be hell. I get chills thinking about it. My grandfather was also the county tax assessor and wouldn't let him take poor people's land. That was another reason for it. But it's insane. Talk about Robin Hood. I grew up thinking this is what your family's like. Badasses, amazing people, war heroes, all super good looking, look like movie stars. I look at people now, I'm like, what the hell happened to us, man? Satan happened to us. That's what happened. And yeah, I'm talking about my family because it's all true. And I feel sorry for all the scum attacking us that you don't come from a family like mine. You have no idea what you've conjured and what you're bringing on yourselves. But I'm going to tell you, we'll win in the end. You can be guaranteed of that. All right, let's take another call here. Let's talk to a caller in Florida. Let's talk to Paul on life insurance companies, the future of finances and this whole collapse. Go ahead.
God bless you, angel from above. You are amazing.
No, I love you, brother. You're amazing. Go ahead.
I knew this back early on after Obama won the second election, so I cashed in everything and started doing my crazy stuff, so people thought. But started listening to you, and you put it all together. My question is, with all the stuff going on, you don't hear anything from the insurance industry, because they got to be paying off all these debt policies. But how do they fit into it?
You're absolutely right, brother. Well, they're going to have debt forgiveness for us, getting us into debt. They'll have it for the big banks, but they'll have a new digital global system that if we sign on to it with a social credit score, then they'll forgive us. That's their embedded plan.
Wow. God bless you, I'm telling you.
You
know what? I love
the
fact that you're online and you still listen to your show. That's beautiful.
Well, just spread the word, brother. We can't do it without you, Paul. God, I love you, too. All right, let's take another call here. Let's talk to John in Minnesota. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, just before I say my topic, I'd just like to say I wish I could work for you. I'd be a perfect candidate.
I wish I had the money to pay more people. I love you, brother. Go ahead.
It's not even about the money.
No, I get it. You want to fight. You want to fight.
Yeah, and I'm single, and I have a great mind.
Let me just say this. We are not – you would not work for me. We work together, and you do work for InfoWars, and I work for you. You understand? This is information warfare. You don't need to be officially signed up here to be part of the fight, brother.
Oh, I know, but I'm only a couple days older than you in life. I was born on January 30th, 74, and I feel a weird connection to you. I'm just a bit different style than you, obviously, but I think we agree on a lot. But anyway, I just want to say, you know, the Republicans are being stupid, and they were in 2019 and 20, and they're stupid now. If they don't just take that video clip Joe Biden did about 30-some years ago, sitting on a stage in front of a crowd, saying that when he was a young senator, he tried to prostitute himself to the largest donors, and they said, come back when you're 40, young man. Well, he's 80 almost, and I mean, how much prostitution has he done in the last 50 years? You know, like, that's a clip right there that says every Democrat can't run with that commercial being played on every local
station. I agree. The Republican leadership is like a rigged boxing match. They are taking a dive. They're part of the same structure, and that's our biggest problem. That's why they're so scared of Trump and all of us, a populist movement taking over the Republican Party, and we're very close to victory. Thank you so much, brother. That's why they're throwing everything they got at us. Thank you, John. Hour number three is only 2 minutes away, and I'm coming out of this break, and I'm going right to your phone calls. Leroy, D.C., Phil, Jason, Laith, Maria, Greg. Maria, you're up next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.